sore throat?
Us too. So I just want to say thanks. Thanks for giving us a home and helping us help you get sick.
Don't let germs take up residence in your CPAP system. Evict them with SoClean, the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-400-1154. SoClean is completely hands-free. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. The secret is activated oxygen. It flows through your system, destroying bacteria, viruses, and germs in no time. Call SoClean.com to get your risk-free 30-day trial while supplies last. Hurry, call 1-800-400-1154. 1-800-400-1154.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-900-1139. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-900-1139. That's 1-800-900-1139. 1-800-900-1139.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My furnace needs replacing.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover furnaces.
So what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my furnace?
I'm afraid not.
But his furnace could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com or call 1-800-940-4233. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com. That's AHS.com. Or call 1-800-940-4233. 1-800-940-4233.
Hey, Dan, you're talking to me. I can't hear anything you're saying.
Dan, your headphones are not on, are they?
He's in the process of calling.
Here's what's happening here. Dr. Doug will join us, but I'm going to bring a guy on the phone. Some of you know who he is. Some of you know of him. The Well Hungarians. I still say the greatest name of any band ever. The Well Hungarians. Johnny Holdsom. The Well Hungarians. They were canceled. Is he on? Okay, he will be here in a second. And ask Dr. Doug to just give us 2 minutes, will you?
Give us 2 minutes, Dr. Doug.
No, I think he meant on the phone.
I guess he heard it.
Yeah, he heard us.
Hey, John, are you there?
Yeah, Frank.
Okay. Hey, you guys were supposed to play where tonight?
We do every Wednesday at the Stratford Bar and Grill there in Fenton, right to about up 44.
But
Bowles, yeah.
What, flooded out tonight?
Oh, yeah. The highway's closed down, and pretty much every way in is it's kind of an island right now, I guess that's the way to put it.
All right. You called me, and I just you texted me, and I just saw it almost too late. But you've got something I know somebody can use. I'll let you tell them what it is, and then I'll let you – what's going to happen is you're going to get so many responses, but the first one, first come, first serve, I guess is the way it has to work. Tell them what you have to offer if they need it.
Well, Frank, I have a 14-foot box truck, enclosed box truck with a nice ramp that comes out the back of it that I have for my production stuff, and it's sitting empty right now. And as I watch the news and I see all these people trying to desperately get out of their homes and save some of their belongings, realizing that pretty much every U-Haul truck or, you know, rental truck is taken up out there and trying to get some way to save some of their belongings, my truck is there for the taking.
Now, this is not a trailer. This is an actual truck. You get in and drive it.
Oh, it's a truck. It's duly. And I'll drive it. I unfortunately can't help people lift anything, but I'll drive it wherever they need to go with it. It's got a nice ramp on the back, and they can load it up and secure it the way that they want to, but it's an enclosed truck, dualies, 14 feet long. And
wow, that's a nice size truck. What a great offer. Just so that we don't get some ridiculous 200-mile-away person, the truck is located in what general area?
It's right near downtown St. Louis.
Okay, so the center of the radius, anybody within, let's say, what, 50 miles?
Yeah, that's a safe statement. You know, keeping in mind that with it being near St. Louis, we simply just won't be able to reach certain areas because of the flooding. You know,
going
down 44, I wouldn't be able to do anything down past that way. 55 is pretty limited, but it's there for the taking, and I don't mind at all. But I really want to remind people that it needs to go to somebody that desperately needs some help and not just, willy-nilly, because it's going to take up time, and I'd rather spend more time helping more people than spend time driving, an hour away to move, two pieces of furniture.
Yeah, so here's what we'll say. If the person who really desperately needs this is not listening, if you're listening and you know of that person, you actually know a family, like, oh, my goodness, they've got all this stuff they need to get out of there, then you're who we're looking for. And I'm glad you said what you said, because there are always people who want to take advantage of something who aren't the ones you really need to help here. How do they get in touch with you about this truck?
Frank, I prefer they just hit me up at Facebook instead of my phone.
That's what I mean. Tell them how Facebook-wise, what's the Facebook page?
Just have them go to Well Hungarians Johnny. Just search Well Hungarians Johnny and put a message on there.
And they don't have to have their own Facebook to do it? It's open to anybody?
No, I think you do. To send a message, you pretty much do need a Facebook page.
Yeah. See, to send a message, you need a Facebook page. So is there another way to do it? Is there an email address you can give Dan off the air that they could call and Dan could give it to him?
Absolutely.
Or do you want to – I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. Give Dan your email address, and they can email you and tell you who they are, what the situation is. Then you can decide who that truck goes to. That's a great offer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Frank. Absolutely.
All right, Johnny. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Take care.
All right, Johnny. Nice guy. Mm-hmm. Nice guy. Not only a great band, but just a decent human being.
We lost him.
Oh, well, shoot. You lost him because I dumped him.
Yeah.
Well, you got his number.
I'll call him back.
Just call him back.
Yeah. I was going to talk.
Make me look good.
I was also going to talk to Johnny, too, about they're playing at the Falls tomorrow night, New Year's Eve night, and that place is always maxed out and packed, and that's at the that's in Columbia, so I don't know if they still have tickets available. And we are playing at the Firehouse tomorrow night, and I just talked to everyone in our band, and I was going to see if Johnny would do it too, but we're going to take up a collection to donate money to, like, the Red Cross or Salvation Army, because they both go in there and
that's a good idea.
And help the flood victims. So at least when we're out partying and having a good time, because you feel kind of bad promoting this stuff, and then you want to go ahead and try and do something for them, so we can do that and have people donate. And
maybe this is just me, but if I were, let's say, I were Dan Strauss, I would right now donate all of whatever I take in playing in the band for the next 2 years. To the Red Cross. That's just me, I guess.
It is just you.
All right, so you'll call Johnny. Yeah. You'll get his
email
address for anybody who doesn't have access to Facebook or doesn't have their own Facebook page. And then hopefully when Johnny gets the emails, he can decide who it is that really is not that other people don't deserve it, but that's a big truck. You need somebody who's got a lot of stuff to get out of there. And it's accessible by truck. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
You can't back a truck into, 8 feet of water. All right. Theme music, if you would, please. He's been waiting much too long. We thank him for his patience. His patients are actually animals, come to think of. I'm sure he's thankful for his patients, too. He is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is your pet's best friend, and he is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He is brought to you by Laclede Cab. Well, you even heard John Londoff say that he uses Laclede Cab after I made him say it, because he said something else. But this is what you want to do. Look, you know what tomorrow night is, New Year's Eve. They're ready for you. Laclede. Download that app today. Have it ready. STL Taxi. It's a great way to get the cab you want if you're AM and the PM, and that is a Laclede Cab. And now, from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Doctor, before you say anything else, And thank you for holding so Johnny could offer that truck.
Oh, no problem.
I was negligent in giving out the phone number. Now, I'd like for you to talk, if you would, before we take these calls, about displaced pets. There are going to be pets lost in this stuff. A dog swims away, and people find animals they don't know who they belong to. We'll address that, but I need to give the numbers for anybody who has questions. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or from your cell phone, and that's most of you, star KTRS. Call now. Now, doctor.
Yes, sir.
Two things to address, I think, right now. Somebody has lost a pet in this mess, or somebody has found a pet. What do each of those people do?
Okay, the first thing I do is find a place to hold them, either in your garage or your basement or at a veterinary clinic, or if somebody's willing to do that. And the first thing they'll do is they'll check to see if there's a microchip. And that's become a pretty successful program and fairly universal. But, you know, if these animals are out in the country, they may not be microchipped.
Well, my question was going to be, why would anybody not microchip a pet?
Well, there's no reason not to.
Because it makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, and it's not expensive. So I think it's a logical, you know, especially in a scenario like this. So, and if you think the animal is obviously compromised or ill or has been in through some kind of trauma, you know, don't wait on that. Get that to the, you know, someplace. And, you know, and if it's in a certain area, I'd always start with the veterinary clinics and the facilities in that area. Most likely that's where it's going to come from, in some region.
You know, somebody should have developed by now program, an app, a database of some sort, where you just go there and any animal that has been found and turned in, no matter what clinic or shelter, you can find it with that app, that database. There's no such thing. I guess you have to individually call each place that's in the area.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there is any kind of opportunity like that. That's a great idea. I just don't know if, you know, probably each center has its own kind of website and app that goes, it kind of does that, but you're right.
They ought to work on a cooperative site.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I've had a lot of great ideas in my life. All of my great ideas have never made me $1, but they're pretty good ideas. And you just do use common sense. It's probably been found somewhere near you.
Right.
So we'll go all the shelters and the vet clinics near you.
Sure.
And if you lost an animal, same thing. If you find it, take it to the nearest one. If you lost it, call all the nearest ones.
Yeah, and just be careful when you approach animals out there. They're going to be scared. Even if they're someone's wonderful pet, this is not a normal situation, and they can strike out of fear. And the other thing is, people will often go to too great a length. I certainly don't want to see anybody jumping into a river, a swollen river, to save a dog. I mean, as much as that would be wonderful, it's so dangerous.
We don't need to lose a human to save it.
Yeah. I mean, I love animals as much as anyone, but I just, you know, the human population kind of is prioritized.
Now, before we get to the calls, this is probably a dumb question. Are microchips all placed in the same part of the dog, like the back of the neck?
Yeah, typically the microchips are placed between the shoulder blades, and they should, if they're placed correctly, they go underneath a little layer of muscle, and they won't move. But, and the vets know this for sure, we always check up and down the limbs because sometimes they migrate through that tissue underneath the skin if they're placed too superficially, and most people don't know until they start looking for one. So that's a good point.
And can you microchip a pet at any age?
Absolutely.
Yeah, folks, I can't even imagine. He says it's not expensive. From here on, you get a pet, microchip it, for goodness sakes. It just makes everything so much easier.
Right. And God forbid, in other situations where animals are stolen, and if recovered, you know, and we've heard stories about animals that were taken out of state and all of a sudden they end up at a shelter and someone checks and they can actually reconnect to owners by use of the Avid or one of the microchips. They're all pretty standard now.
You've been on the phone quite a while. We'll get this going. You'll take some calls?
I'm ready.
All right. Last time for the numbers, I'm guessing 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or star KTRS from a cell phone. We'll start with Ben. Ben, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Good. I kind of got two questions. My first one is kind of along the lines of what you're already talking about. My wife got me a key finder chip thing, and you hook it up to your smartphone. It kind of tells you where, if you lose the keys, it'll kind of pinpoint where they are, and then it's got like a little meter on the phone that says, oh, you're close or whatever. Is there anything like that for dogs to put under their skin? Because you do hear people like taking dogs and...
You know what? That's a great question, because you got Find My Phone. Why couldn't you just turn on your smartphone and see where your dog is? That's a great question.
The biggest problem, there are actually devices, I understand. I haven't seen them or used them, that... like on a collar to
it's a battery operated GPS.
Right, you track your pet.
Yeah.
So I think those exist. The problem with putting something underneath the skin is the battery life.
Right.
And so it'd have to be something on the surface. Those can get ripped away. You know, it's like a conflict, because people want something that is a quick release so the animal doesn't get caught up and choked, right? So they want one of these self-release devices, and then that conflicts with having something on there permanent or stationary enough that it's always there when, God forbid, you need it.
Yeah, but Ben, if you went online and Googled a GPS tracking device for pet, I guarantee you you'll find a whole bunch of them.
That's why I plan on using my little chip. She got it for my keys, but I never lose my keys, knock on wood. I'm going to throw it on his collar, because he doesn't get out much, but when he does, he likes to run, and I'm thinking, hey, I can kind of just not beat feet around the subdivision and go in the car and kind of track him where he is.
So if it's GPS, literally GPS, it doesn't have a range. The dog can be 2 miles away.
Right.
I assume. I don't know if it's that good or not. We'll see.
Definitely want to, again, make sure that you follow up with battery life and stuff like that so you don't lose the effect of it.
And then also, so my second question is, the dog ate like a bag of Hershey Kisses, foil and all.
Oh,
and he passed everything, and he didn't seem to get sick or anything. I mean, he didn't even have diarrhea or anything. It was just solid stool.
You need to put him to sleep.
Man.
How long ago?
This was last night. He's had 3 movements out in the yard since then, and it's all full of the foil.
Well,
and
you know, I'd still watch. You still have time, and it's a dose-related issue, and I don't know how big the dog is, but I would say, you know, keep your eyes open for the next 24, 36 hours. And if you get past that and you got normal poops and no vomiting, no diarrhea, then you've probably survived, fortunately.
He ate the foil, too?
He ate the whole bag, and then he followed that up with a whole bag of beef jerky.
That's called a goat. That's not a dog.
That's my favorite.
I got it off the table somehow. It was in a cardboard box. They chewed the side of the cardboard box off the table and then pulled it out of there. So.
Well, if you see any vomiting at all, don't feed anything, get them to the vet, and make sure you don't have any kind of obstructing lesion.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, put my wife on that, and if she vomits or poops, she can clean that up.
Of course. They're better at that. Hey, Ben, thank you for listening. Happy New Year.
All right, thanks. You too.
When I was a kid, we had a beagle that ate those fundraiser candy bars, like 20 of them, while we were all gone off the table. Yeah, and she... luckily didn't get sick, but
wow. Listen, Barbara's been holding a long time. Barbara, thank you for being patient. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Barbara. How are you, honey?
Fine. I saw a homeless man on the street, you know, had a little sign, and he had a big dog with him, and I'm thinking, okay, people become homeless, but why make the dog be homeless? Couldn't he take it to Humane Society and they'd keep it until he found a place to live? Or
well, I mean, he certainly could, and I know he probably appreciates the companionship. Maybe there's a safety factor because he's got some protection. But
then
the obvious question is, he's probably not taking care of the animal because he probably can't afford to.
Yeah, it's probably hard enough for him to buy his own food, let alone dog food.
Well, and then all the other problems, you know, health care that, you know, costs money if you're going to do it correctly.
Yeah, unless he's not really homeless. And we did a whole segment not long ago, and some research that companies have done that have proven it's a staggering number, the percentage of these homeless people who aren't really homeless at all.
Yeah.
They're just lazy.
Oh, my God.
That could be.
Yeah.
But why make the dog be out there today all day in the cold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I noticed he did have a truck. He walked over to his truck in the parking lot, and I don't know if he went to get...
I didn't know.
He walked over to his 2016 fully loaded extended cab Silverado.
No, it wasn't very nice.
Well, Barbara, you're nice to think of other people. Wow. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye.
We could, we're out of time, but we got in late.
Okay.
I was going to say you want to take one more call, but Peon jumped and hit the music already. Way to go. That's Peon's way of saying he's had enough of you.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year to you. Listen, thanks for all the money you have spent sponsoring. That's right. We pay you. Okay, forget it. No, thanks for all your advice this last year and years before. We'll do it again next year.
Okay, right. Have a wonderful time and be safe.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. The Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Brought to you by Laclede Cab. Boy, they're going to be busy tomorrow night. And you people that take a Laclede cab won't be one of the ones that we catch when we're out on patrol tomorrow night.
Yeah, and if you know ahead of time, schedule it ahead of time if you can. Because I know if you try calling somewhere at like 12:30.
You're calling with 8,000 other people.
Yes, so I think through the app you can even prearrange a pickup and everything.
I think you can too. So there you go, Dr. Doug, courtesy of Laclede Cab. He'll be back and do this again. Next Monday, I think.
No, Wednesday.
Wednesday. What am I thinking? Oh,
Jose's on Monday.
Do we take some calls? We got time? How are we doing? We got a break?
Yeah.
Yes.
We take a break, and we come back, and we'll have a great big slot of time to take your calls. And whatever you want to say. I want to dedicate the whole show today to Deborah Lowe's. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I got a nice email from Deborah. She's a long-time listener. Been listening a long, long time. And I really appreciated her email. So, hello, Deborah Lowe's. Thank you for the email. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll take your calls. You know the numbers. Let's just do this, *KTRS, because I think 90% of people call on a cell phone anyway. This is the Big 550 KTRS. What? What? Oh, you want to do something?
You want to do
something? Yeah, you can do something.
Sure. Yeah. I can do that. You won't hear that on those other stations. Because they prepare. There's a C in Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. When Schaefer came on board with us, I don't know, 15, 16, maybe 17 years ago, they had, I think I'm right about this, 3 locations. Now, for you advertisers who waste so much money on advertising that doesn't work, let me check and see how many locations Schaefer has now since they've been on with us. They started with 3.
What is it?
They started with 3 when they went on.
3.
They now have 10, so they have added, by being on with us,
47.
47 locations.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
And it's very good. The newest Schaefer is in Columbia, Missouri, so we have 9 of them in the St. Louis area. They do body work. I don't think there's another term that has come along. That's still what I call it, body work. Used to say, well, go to the body shop. Okay. But it's not, as they say, your grandpa's body shop or your dad's body. This is technology at its best, perfection at its best. And perfection can't really be at its best because perfection is perfection. And that's what they strive for. And that's, at least from what I've gotten in emails from people, that's what everybody ends up with, is perfect repair work, perfect body work, meaning you can't tell where their work started and ended. And I want to say that the vehicle looks exactly like it did before the accident, but that's probably not true because before the accident, it was probably dirty. You probably had a couple of Doritos bags in there or something. Maybe it hadn't been to the wash for a while. When you get it back from Schaefer, not only is that body work going to be right, but that car is going to be pristine. Car being an all-encompassing term for, you know, trucks and whatever. They are Schaefer, and you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who does it the way they do. Certainly not going to find anybody who does it better. I can't thank Schaefer enough. Steve Schaefer, now Scott Schaefer. Steve is sort of semi-retired or 90% retired, and son Scott is doing a fantastic job. And you know what? Two things normally happen when son or daughter takes over the business from daddy. One is it goes to hell. Quality is not the same. Level of craftsmanship, workmanship is not the same. And the other thing that usually happens is we get fired. When the next generation takes over, they go, oh, we do everything on social media. We don't need radio. To Scott Schaefer's credit, I guess he took a look at the numbers and went, wow, look at all these AM and the PM people over the years that have come in and are still coming in for body work. Let's stick with this. So how about a round of applause for Scott Schaefer?
And keep telling them you're aiming the PM.
Yes, please, please keep that up. Keep telling them when you limp that vehicle in with the bumper hanging off and go, oh my God, I had a wreck, I need an asthma. Tell them you're AM and the PM. You are not going to believe how professional, how competent, and how over the top they go in terms of not just the work, the body work, but service and helping you with this whole process. They are Schaefer Auto Body. They have 10 locations, and their website is, if in case you want to know which one's closest to you, SchaeferAutoBody.com.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a check on traffic. It is a mess out there. Here's Tim Whalen.
Yeah, but I do have to say I like when Frank said that we're just not prepared. It's kind of nice doing things by the seat of your pants.
We always do that. Constantly.
I know.
You know what, though? Did he say we don't prepare?
Yeah.
That's not really nice. True. There's we go on usually about 3:14 every day. There's a reason we're in here by 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because we take that 3 to 3:14 to kind of put things together. We don't just come in here like at 3:12.
We have to go back to the kitchen, get some coffee.
Get coffee.
I didn't say you don't prepare. You just said it. You said you won't find that at other stations. We're not prepared.
Well, we're not prepared for that kind of incident. That's what I meant. Oh, this show's really well prepared. Are you kidding me?
I think so.
This is like right now what you and I are doing is all scripted. You're reading the script and I'm reading the script. We're just good readers.
Hey, Tim, what else is happening in traffic out there? Have you heard?
Let me tell you right now, Dan.
Before you do this, can I say something to you?
You can.
I got to tell you this. I thought Alan Barklage was maybe the most listenable, likable traffic reporter this town ever had. You are our current Alan Barklage. I appreciate the way you take traffic and you have personality. And you have personality I think everybody likes. And you can laugh and you can play along. But you still do a rock solid job with the traffic. So we appreciate you and have a happy new year. And now you can do the traffic.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I got to tell you, if it weren't for this radio station and this show, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, you know?
So nobody else
would
hire
make it. You make it.
Is there anybody else you want to thank, Tim?
Oh, let me get to my work here. We've got new road closures. Tenbrook Road down in Arnold is closed now, and that's just east of Telegraph. Now, they still have the Telegraph Bridge open over the Merrimack River, and now Baumgartner, east of Old Baumgartner, is shut down. And, boy, it's just a mess out there. And we'll start with westbound 70. I think people are just slowing down to take a look at the Missouri River as you're going out westbound 70 because it's jammed up from Highway 270 to just over the Blanchette Bridge. But now we've got this problem in South County that's just causing chaos. If you're on Lime Ferry, you're jammed up from Will Avenue. That goes all the way to Starling Airport Road down in Arnold. Southbound 55, I told you that right lane is blocked, and the ramp from Merrimack Bottom Block is closed now onto southbound 55, and we're pretty well jammed up now at Rivas Barracks. You'll find southbound 270 stacked up from just a little bit south of Highway 40 down through 55. Tesson Ferry from Lindbergh down through Wells Road. There are also a lot of people trying to get off on Butler Hill to southbound 55, and that's a solid jam from Tesson Ferry through Highway 55. The Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's doctor-recommended, and it's backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, from all of us to all of you, Happy New Year. From the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-400-9937. That's 1-800-400-9937. 7. I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home. Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-400-9937. That's 1-800-400-9937.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now. 1-800-500-0409. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-0409. That's 1-800-500-0409. 1-800-500-0409.
Tired of tossing and turning? Tired of staring at the ceiling all night? I have a solution for you. The Bedroom Store has invented a mattress called the iZone Bed. This mattress takes all of the best technologies and puts them into one mattress so you get the best night's sleep ever. 14 different water chambers that are filled and then never touched. They are designed to match specifically with your body and your sleep type. They're then stuffed inside a memory foam mattress, and on top of that is a mattress that keeps you cool. The cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. The results are amazing. To find the iZone bed, you want to go to the Bedroom Store. 14 area locations invented by Denny Boyd, a St. Louis company. The Bedroom Store and the iZone bed. Your best sleep possible. The iZone bed at the Bedroom Store or thebedroomstore.com.
Have you been thinking about retirement living lately? The Willows at Brooking Park offers exceptional apartment homes in a close-knit community in Chesterfield. You'll appreciate the great amenities like casual and fine dining options, full-service salon and spa, indoor pool and hot tub, lively game room, and a spacious theater for concerts and lectures. And now, the Willows is branching out with 45 brand new apartment homes. Choose from over a dozen popular floor plans with lots of style and finish combinations so you can create a customized living space that reflects your personal taste. To arrange a tour or get access to limited-time pre-construction pricing, call 314-576-0800 or visit online at newwillows.com and see why the Willows is the right choice for active seniors. The Willows at Brooking Park is an equal opportunity senior community sponsored by St. Andrews Resources for Seniors System. Call today at 314-576-0800 or visit newwillows.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
Donate your vehicle to Goodwill and receive a year of movies. Compliments of St. Louis's hometown theater, Werenberg Theater. Donating to Goodwill is so easy. It's tax deductible and towing is free. Donate your vehicle to Goodwill. Give the gift of hope and receive a year of movies. Call Goodwill 314-241-3464 and mention movies. For more information or to donate online, go to nersgoodwill.org. Restrictions apply. While supplies last.
Another saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry. But everyone loves saving money.
Yeah.
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod.
Ooh.
And what's even better? Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
Yeah. People love the new KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes popcorn chicken, side cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's your turn, folks. We got a few minutes. We can take a couple of calls, and here we are, the end of the year. And we'd love to hear from you. We don't care what it's about. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, cell phone. And I'm going to start doing this now because the more I thought about it, I thought, shoot, everybody calls on cell phones. *KTRS. This is Donna. Donna, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm stuck in traffic.
No, I wish I were stuck there with you. I wish I were in the car with you right now, just the two of us stuck in traffic.
I'm on westbound 100. I live in Labadie. I've been on the road now for, almost an hour and a half.
You know what? You're not far, really that far from my house. Why don't you turn around, and off air I'll give you my address. You go to my home. I'll tell you where to go to find one of my shirts. You can put on a real comfortable big fat guy shirt and make yourself a drink, and then I'll just wait for me, and I'll be home like 7.
Well, thanks for that, but I'm sure my husband's probably got a glass of wine ready for me.
I don't care about him. I'll have two glasses. How's that?
There you go.
So okay. You're stuck in traffic. How long?
I had a legal question, but Scott's not there today. I had this great idea of selling snacks to people stuck in traffic. Why couldn't you set up a little coffee stand and, you know,
in the middle of the highway?
I think this is a great idea. People stuck, sell snatch.
Yeah, look
sell
at all
snatch
that,
with some coffee.
All that space in the median. There's plenty of space to set up a little booth there.
Well, I'm going about 2 miles an hour, so I figure somebody could probably run alongside me and sell me a cup of coffee at 2 miles an hour. Right.
You know, when you're stuck in traffic, you have a time to think of all kinds of great ideas.
I know.
Well, yeah, and what a... I always think, too, about the especially long traffic backups that are like 2-3 hours. We've talked about this before. What happens if you have a stomach emergency?
Somebody should invent, it's on wheels,
and
it's got curtains around it, and it's like a portable on-wheel booth. You pull up to the car, they get out, close the curtain, do their thing, give you $20, and they're on their way. And it would be worth $20 not to mess your car up.
That's true.
I think that's a great idea.
True.
While
that's
you're doing it, you can think of McGraw. He always asks the people to think about him while they're doing it.
I think of him sometimes when I'm pooping, and I'm not even in one of those portable things. Hey, Donna, you sound like a terrific person, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling us, and I hope you have enough gas in the car to weather this 2-mile-an-hour thing you're in.
I do. I filled up, but I have one more thing to say about Schaefer.
Sure.
We moved into this house, and my husband is really nice in cleaning out a side of the garage for me, and my first night pulling in, it was raining and I was cold and tired, and I accidentally hit my mirror and knocked it off the side of the car.
Oh, boy.
And I mean, not like just tipped it off, but knocked it completely off.
Yeah.
So I immediately called Schaefer, got in, they ordered the part. They were very specific about, you know, getting the right part for me because of the different styles of mirrors on this car and blah, blah, blah. And it was wonderful. It's perfect. You can't even tell I did it.
Yeah. Did your husband make a big deal out of it and yell at you?
No, he didn't, because my last thing I did, I ran over a curb in Baldwin, and I really scraped up my old car, but Schaefer fixed that one, too. So, but, you know, it's beautiful, and they cleaned it and everything. My car had never been so clean. So well, I just wanted to say thanks to Schaefer.
I'm sure they'd like to thank you. You're in there a lot. Good.
Yeah. No, only twice in my whole life have I ever hurt a car.
Oh, that's not that bad. How old are you?
Oh.
Come on.
You have to, had a birthday.
Come on.
I'm 59.
Favorite age.
Thank you.
I got a. I subscribe to a publication called 59 and Feeling Fine.
Yeah.
It's a great magazine.
I have 60s looming over the horizon.
You've been getting that magazine for a while, haven't you?
Shut up. Shut up. Donna, I hope you have a happy new year.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
Thank you for the call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'd like to talk to a lot of people today. You know what? Look at these phones. Hey, Dan, you find out if Cleveland can go in the Playhouse?
Sure.
I want to talk to these people. Look at this. Look at these calls. Here, 314, a star KTRS cell phone. Let's just do that. Dan, how's it going?
I'm Frank KM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Sorry, I've been trying to get in since the beginning of the week to tell you about this. It was a Christmas-related story, but
that's all right.
Knowing you've talked about this on the air a few times, I wanted to tell you what I saw on Christmas Day.
Okay.
I was coming down Lindell.
Can I guess this is either a motorcycle or convertible?
No, it's better.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Coming down Lindell where all those big old mansions are across the street from Forest Park.
Yep.
Remember, this is Christmas Day.
Okay.
And I swear this is true. If this is not true, may a bolt of lightning come down from heaven and split your script. You get the idea.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Beyond, turn on our lie detector, the thing that Breitenstein just put in. It's a brand new piece of equipment, and it's an LDC, the lie detector chip. All right, it's on now, and if this is a lie, you're going to hear a horrible, horrible sound that will deafen your ear. Go ahead.
Okay, well, sorry, Mike. We won't be using your equipment today. So I'm going by one of these big old mansions. Out in the driveway was a brand new, I forget if it was a Lexus or a Mercedes. I kid you not, it had a red bow on it, and a beautiful blonde was sitting on the hood with, whoa, I assume, her husband taking a picture, and it was not a photo shoot. I know the difference. This is just some guy taking a picture of his wife with the brand new whatever.
Or his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, who knows. But yeah. But anyway, I know you said.
Anyway.
Cut that. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I mean, you've told the people, advertisers, to cut that stuff out, and there was big as life on Christmas Day.
Wow.
You don't see that every day.
Mm-mm.
I'm guessing girlfriend. Was she really good-looking, blonde, and he looked like she's 30 years older than he was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
yeah.
Well, that was a great Christmas for both of them,
yeah.
I guess. Dan, we thank you for listening. Have a happy new year.
You too, Frank.
All right. We got a little time, right? Did
yes, he did say he would.
That's a good attitude here at the end of the year that he would do that. Ross, how are you, buddy?
Very good, Frank. Thank you very much, and happy new year to you and the gang.
Same to you, Russ. What's going on?
Well, I want you to pass along a thank you to Johnny Landoff.
All right.
For having decent commercials on the TV. There's this one.
I'm not gonna thank him for having decent commercials on TV. We could be getting that money.
Well, I listen to you every day, and I hear, you know, you banter back and forth with Mr. Landoff, and it's very amusing, but there's a car dealer that I'm not going to name the name because he doesn't deserve it.
Thank you.
But he has, his commercials have himself and his two dorky-looking kids on them. It's just so disgusting to watch this guy and his two dorky kids trying to sell cars. It's so unprofessional that when I see a Johnny Landoff commercial, I go, thank you, Johnny, for not, you know, having a bunch of screaming little kids on the TV. And that, I've been meaning to email you to have you pass that along to him, but I got the chance to get on today, and I just had to get it out of my system.
He's probably listening, and when I see his TV commercials, all I think is he should be spending that money on the radio with us.
How much more can he spend with you?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh,
we'll take a lot. We'll take all he can spend. I do agree with you, and what advertisers don't understand is when you put your little kids and your family on the commercial, usually, now sometimes it's cute and it works, but usually the only people that react positively to that are your family, are your kids and your family and your mom and your dad. And most of the time it doesn't come off well.
Well, yeah, and then when the kids go to school, you know, they gotta think that there's something special because they're on TV.
Well, you'd be surprised how many advertisers put themselves on or their families on just for that reason. Here's a real quick story I've told before. Years and years ago, I did some work for a car dealer. He's no longer in business. He's dead, in fact. And every commercial he did on TV was him and an athlete. Here I am with Jackie Smith. Here I am with Bob Gibb. And it was, they were horrible. And I said to him one day, I said, why are you in your own commercials? Why do you have to do that? He said, because I like it when I go to the bar. There was a bar he went to every day for lunch for 3 hours. He says, I love when people come and go, hey, buddy, I saw you on television. I said, that's it? That's what you're spending your money for so your pals can say they saw you? I said, how about selling some cars? And he wouldn't do it. And I said, I can't work for you anymore because you're already going to do what you're going to do. But, yeah, sometimes they do it for themselves. And it's their money. They can do whatever they want. But I'll pass that along to Johnny.
Thank you, and I want you to know I'm AM and the PM.
Well, I can tell. Russ, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you, and thanks to the gang.
Thanks, gang. Oh,
thanks, Russ.
That's you guys. You all are the gang. Remember that.
Yeah, we are.
All right, a little bit of business. We get in the Playhouse to tell a joke. Normally, I have a joke in my head I want to tell. I'll think of one in the next couple of minutes. I just got busy with other things, and we'll come up. It'll be a good one. I promise you that. Do I need to do business? I don't do it.
Yes.
Yeah, and apparently,
oh, yes,
too.
I do.
And if we don't get to Tim Weiland right now, but Lime Ferry going southbound is now closed. So it's really tough getting into
Jefferson
County.
So Lime Ferry,
you
actually might need a ferry if you're going to get your car across there.
Yeah.
Well, how do you thank American Equity Mortgage at the end of any year? We've been thanking them at the end of 23 years. That's how long they've been on this show and supported the show and helped pay the salaries of me and Dan and Peon. 23 years, 52 weeks a year. Unheard of. Honestly, I don't think at any radio station, if you checked, you'd find four advertisers who've been on one show that long. Unprecedented. Thank you, American Equity Mortgage. And there are thousands of people who are thanking American Equity Mortgage every day for a couple of things. One, helping them get the mortgage to get the home that they want. And two, showing them there's a smart way to borrow money where you can borrow significant amounts of money at really, really low interest rates because the housing rates, mortgage rates now, are still ridiculously low. So take advantage of that if you're a homeowner because the equity in your house is your collateral and you use it to borrow money for something you need, something that came along you weren't expecting. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about